Well, we're taking a look at the election and the race for the White House. Jeffrey Skelly joining us from 538 and also ABC News at some of the latest poll numbers. All right, early voting already kicking off, Jeff, across the country in some states, meaning that these poll numbers, people are looking at them closer than ever.
Hey there. Yes. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, the election is certainly quite close. I think we see in the national polls that Harris is up by about 2.5 percentage points or so, which is the kind of margin where, you know, all it would take is maybe a small polling error in Trump's direction to perhaps lead to a win for him, and for Harris, a small polling error in her direction to create a more comfortable win. Obviously, we determine our elections in the Electoral College. So if you kind of look at the state-by-state polling picture, it is somewhat similar in the sense that there are a bunch of states that have incredibly close margins, inside of 2 points or so, places like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and then Sunbelt states like Arizona and Georgia. The election is very close.
You know, there's such a focus on these swing states, but it seems, I've heard this over and over, that there's a Nebraska district, electoral district, that really holds all the cards here. It's a real bellwether, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about holding all the cards, but there is a very clear scenario where Nebraska's second congressional district could determine the outcome of the election. For people who don't know, Nebraska splits their electoral votes. So 48 states, the person who wins statewide gets all the electoral votes. Two states, Nebraska and Maine, split theirs such that two electoral votes for the senators that each state has go to the statewide winner. But then the other electoral votes are apportioned based on who carries each congressional district in the presidential race. So in Maine, for instance, Donald Trump will probably get one, or is favored to get one electoral vote out of the more conservative northern second district in Maine. But Harris is slightly favored to get the electoral vote out of the second congressional district around Omaha in Nebraska. And Nebraska Republicans, many of them, and from pressure from national forces, people like Donald Trump, of course, have been trying to get the state to change back to being a winner-take-all state instead of doing it this way. Because if you look at the math, if Harris were to carry basically all the blue states or blue-leaning states we expect, plus the key northern states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, that gets her to 269 electoral votes, and you need 270 to win. And if you add in that Nebraska second district, that gets her to 270 on the dot. So that is why the math here, and why that could be very important. Now, most scenarios do not involve the election coming down to just the second congressional district in Nebraska. But obviously, the view is that we have a very close election, and in a game of what feels like inches here, that could be very important in some circumstances.
Wow. It's a complicated scenario that could happen. Anything could happen, right? Hey, Jeffrey, thank you so much. Jeffrey Skelly with 538 joining us live here on WBEN.